stop doing this if you don't want to be rejected by PT program.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help you get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. Our goal with these episodes is to give you clarity, confidence, and control over your ability to get into your dream schools as a future physical therapist. So if that's you, you are on the right podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and other episodes, be sure to share them out with other friends, other pre-PT friends who you believe would value every single episode. We're here to help you get one step closer to your dream. And before we start this episode, we want to give you access to some of our best resources to help you get accepted into PT school despite having low GPAs, previous rejections, GRE struggles, and more. So go to www.ptschoolacceptance.com and we will take care of you from there. Have a blast listening to this particular episode. And if you enjoy it, be sure to share it out with other friends who you believe would value it as well.
My name is Joseph Gugliel. I'm a physical therapist, and for years we have specialized in helping students get into physical therapy school despite having low grades, struggles with standardized exams, not knowing what to do next, past rejections, everything. We've helped students get into school without wasting time or money. And in this training, I'm going to show you what you need to stop doing if you want to avoid getting rejected by PT programs. Is that cool? If I share that with you, would that help you over the next few moments? And if it would, sit back, relax, enjoy, and of course, share it with them. And then of course, if you have any takeaways, feel free to share them on social media, tag us in it, and all that stuff. But let's dive in. What are the things that you need to stop doing if you want to avoid rejections? Because a lot of students just be doing things that they don't realize are sabotaging their dream of becoming a physical therapist, especially if this means a whole lot to you. So let me actually break this down into 5 steps. I'm going to list them for you, and then I'm going to break them down for you. And then, of course, at the end, I'll give you an opportunity to get some further help with all of these things so that you can get into PT school and into your dream career of physical therapy. Number one is excuses. Stop giving yourself excuses. Number two is stop giving into distractions. I'll come back to that, especially for those of y'all that don't feel like you have enough time to study for the GRE or retake classes. I'm coming to y'all. Trust me, I got you. Number three, stop putting yourself around people that are actually holding you back from your dream. Sometimes it's the people that you love the most. Number four, stop assuming. That's specifically in relation to the PT programs that you're gonna apply to. A lot of students assume certain things. They assume that certain things are good enough or certain things are what the school wants. Don't worry, I'll come back to it. But number four is stop assuming. And then number five, stop believing the lie that going through your pre-PT journey alone is better. And I'll explain what that means shortly. But let's go back to the top. So let's start with excuses. Eliminate excuses. Every struggle that you have can always be turned into an excuse. I can always look at my financial situation as an excuse for why I can't apply now. I can always look at the fact that, you know, well, my grades were rough because of certain things in my life. Trust me, like, you're not the first. I think that's one thing that a lot of students don't want to hear, but it's true. Like, you are not the first to go through the ups and the downs, right? And when you go through something difficult, you have two options. You can either use it as fuel to say, I don't want to experience this again, or I'm going to use this as a reason why I'm going to work twice as hard, three times as hard to get myself out of this position so that this is not my life for much longer. Or I can use it as an excuse as to why I'm not going to be good enough, or as to why I'm going to delay my dream, or as to why I'm going to have that. Like, y'all, like, we work with a lot of students, and, you know, we have a coaching program that has served hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students and gotten them into PT school. But the one thing that I have seen hold students back is excuses. If I see myself as a victim of whatever my circumstances are, then I'm always going to look at it from the lens that someone else is to blame or something else is to blame. And that just doesn't give you power. Like as a student, if you're going to take control of your journey, if you're going to take control of your life and your career, y'all, this is your life, by the way. Like, this isn't something where you're like, for the next few months, I'm just going to study. Like, it's not just studying classes. It's not just taking the GRE. It's not just applying to PT school. This is how you're going to live your life, serving other people. This is a real thing. And I think a lot of times we give power to so many other things that are not ourselves. And that's in the form of blame, which also can be called excuses, right? So eliminate those, get rid of them. whenever you're like, well, yeah, my grades are low, but it's because, no, your grades are low, that's a fact. The question is, are you going to take full control and ask yourself, what can I do now? That's a very different position, as opposed to saying, well, maybe I can convince the schools, maybe they can see that I really love people. No, listen, like, that's an excuse. Like, ask yourself, what is it the schools, like if the schools want you to have better grades, cool. Like, what grades can you still control now? You can't go back in time, so there's no point in complaining about the past. But what can you control from now? And I'm talking about this literally after having coached students that have had GPAs as low as a 2.4 after graduating from college. If you follow this, you've heard some of those stories, but excuses have to go. If you still have excuses, it's going to be very difficult for you to ever become a physical therapist because you're always going to blame something else that is not you. That's the first thing we gotta kick out. Cool? The second thing is distractions. So the distractions come in so many different forms. I actually did a video a few months ago now, where I talked about how I was able to get accepted into PT school on my first try with zero rejection letters, right? And my business partner, Casey Coleman's story is a little different, where he got rejected the first time, and that's why we've been able to help students from both sides. But one of the things that I mentioned, and I actually remember someone commenting on it, is I actually remember sharing that I was a pretty boring student, meaning that I really eliminated as many distractions as possible during the weekends when most of my peers were partying and doing all this other stuff. Like, I was usually doing things that sometimes it was studying, sometimes it was resting, sometimes it was like quality time recharging for the next week, right? But I just didn't do a whole lot of that stuff. Like, I was fairly boring, right? But it's because I understood what my goal was. From the time I was a freshman, I knew that my goal was to get into PT school on my first attempt, period. Like, and so everything I did was with that in mind. Now, that's not to say that if maybe you're a junior or maybe you've graduated already, like, you can start now. But my point is, distractions come in the form of activities, come in the form of your phone, whether it's social media. Like, take a look. Like, have you ever looked at, like you have an iPhone, or I don't know how it is on Androids, but you can actually check how much time in the day you spend on your phone. It's crazy what you'll find. But when you actually look at your phone, like, look at how many hours am I spending on social media. So many students are like, I don't have time. I want to take the GRE. I need to study for it. I don't have time to block off 3 hours a day to study. I can't block off 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the middle of the day, and then another hour or two at night. I can't do that. And then you look at their phone and you realize that, like, 4 hours a day, they're on their phone, they're on social media. And I'm like, well, that's a distraction that's actually stealing time away from the thing that's gonna get you the dream that you've had, right? Yeah, most of us are like, well, but I'm on my phone because it's like, it helps me like recharge and calm my mind. All you need to do is figure out what are other activities that I can do that give me energy, that allow me to reset after a long day of classes or work if you have a job right now. What are those things so that I can make sure that I have the fuel and focus needed to actually study or actually do the things that are gonna help me get into my dream career? But distractions are killing your dream. So what are the things in your life right now that are distractions? It could be people, it could be what you're exposed to. Just ask yourself, what are the things that are distracting me? And whatever those are, they have to go. I know that sounds pretty abrupt, but I'm telling you right now, you will thank yourself later for it. Would you rather spend the next decade kind of playing around with your career, or would you rather take the next few months or the next year or the next 2 years locking in? It's a sprint, it's a short period of time in your life, so that you can get the thing that you're gonna do for a very, very long time, which is become a physical therapist and build this dream life that you have for yourself. Does that make sense? So number two is eliminate distraction. Number three, it's basically the people that hold you back. And this is in so many different forms. So some of us have people in our lives that really don't believe in our dream as much as we do, or don't believe in our dream more than we do. So they're the first to tell you to have a backup plan. And so sometimes it's people that love us, sometimes it's family members, sometimes it's advisors, sometimes it's friends, right? But just be very careful who you have in your circle. One thing that I like, really, especially with students that we work with, one of the first things I tell them, like, listen, we have to vet who you are talking to, who you are going to for advice, who you are going to when you are low, who you are going to after you don't do well on an exam. Like, who are you leaning on? Because those people are either bringing you down further away from your dream, or they're pushing you towards your dream. Start vetting that. Start figuring out who those people are. And then for the people that are not getting you closer, start creating boundaries in your relationship with them. I'm not saying get rid of your friends. I'm not saying get rid of your family. Shoot, I love my family. What I am saying is create those parameters, because it throws you off. Like, you know good and well that when you're having a low day and somebody almost like pacifies it and keeps you down there, it doesn't get you anywhere closer to where you need to be anyway. You know how it feels. For some of y'all, you know how it feels to have a semester that where your grades were lower, or maybe graduate from college with lower grades and have a family member say, you might want to have a backup plan in case PT doesn't work, not realizing that you only feel fulfilled by this one path. Now, if you're listening to this and PT is not what you want to do, then just slap on whatever your dream career is to what I'm saying right now. But that's it. Like, start being aware of who you have in your circle and start filtering that circle out hard. I'm telling you, like, hard. Be abrupt with it, right? Because you will thank yourself later for it. Now, if there's people in your life that are like, you've changed and whatnot, maybe they just didn't have the best interest for you. Maybe they only were happy with you being where they were in life, but now that you're doing something a little different, it's just like, it just feels off. So just be aware that there will be some growing pains with that, but it's a very important step if you want to avoid getting rejected from PT school. But honestly, like, real talk, a lot of the stuff I'm telling you right now is literally just how you'll keep leveling up in life. Like everything I'm telling you right now is literally how, like, we're continuing to, like, we have multiple businesses and so, and we're PTs as well. We have family, like this is how we keep doing it. Like we always have to filter who do we have in our circle, because we got bigger dreams than where we are right now. And we've always had them. And so for you, you have some pretty big dreams of becoming a PT or whatever you envision for yourself. So vet your community, vet whoever you have in your circle, vet who you listen to, whoever has your ear, be very careful. Number four is assumptions. And I talked about this before, but stop assuming. Stop assuming. So many times I hear things like, I think the school will, or I hope the school will. Like, and I'm talking about this in relation to the actual application process. So many students just assume that schools want certain things. Well, I hope that the school wants to, and listen, stop assuming. Schools tell you what they want. There's a very predictable way of knowing whether or not you're a strong applicant and what you need to change. Stop assuming, eliminate that. If you don't know, let's find out. If you don't know what your prereq GPA, how do you find out? If you don't know whether you're a strong applicant or not, cool, how do we find out for sure? Like, how do we figure out objectively how the schools make their decision? And we can teach you all that stuff. Shoot, we teach it, period. But stop assuming. If you stop assuming, then you will see things for what they are. See things for what they are, then you'll actually be able to do the things that'll get you to where you're trying to get to, which is getting accepted and then becoming a physical therapist and all that cool stuff. So that's number four. And then of course, number five is getting rid of the idea that doing it alone is better. Like doing your whole pre-PT journey on your own is better. I see so many students, they're like, yeah, I'm gonna try it on my own. And then if it doesn't work out, then I'll ask for help. And I'm like, okay, without being disrespectful, y'all, so let me see how I can say this nicely. If what you're currently experiencing right now has been experienced by thousands of other people, and the blueprints for what you're trying to figure out on your own has already been done by other people, why would you try to figure it out the hard way? Like, there's nothing noble in you figuring out how to, like, study for the GRE the hard way. Like, listen, like, people have figured it out. Why not just be around people that have figured it out and learn from them? Like, shoot, like even for us, I'm literally telling you things that I do in my life, right? But like, even for us, right? So like I said before, we're PTs. We also, like, we have multiple businesses. Most of them work with students who are trying to become PTs or trying to graduate at free. But a lot of the stuff that we've done, yes, we've built these things over the last few years, but we've hired coaches that have just done business for 20 plus years. And we're like, we're gonna borrow everything you learned in the last 20 years, and we're gonna pay you money to teach it to us so that we don't have to go through 20 years of learning. Like, it doesn't make sense for me to go through the same thing you went through when you can just teach it to me. Does that make sense, right? So a lot of times we feel like we need to do it on our own. We need to figure it out on our own. And part of that is because that's just the way we've been taught. Part of it is also the idea that this whole competition thing, well, I don't wanna work with other people because we're competing. Just get that out of your mind. Like, just understand you will be future colleagues. Understand that not every PT school is for you, and the school that might be right for a friend of yours might not be right for you, and vice versa. That's how the game works. But leverage the wisdom of other people that have done this before you. Now, if you're not around people that have done this, that understand this game, that understand how to get you into PT school at a high level, well, I'll give you an opportunity here in a few moments to get some help from us, right? Because that's what we do. But if you have people around you that actually understand the game of getting accepted into PT school and have helped other people like you, then listen to them, right? And if you don't, we got you, right? But don't do it alone. And that also means other students. Like, so many of us are like, well, I don't have other pre-PTs around me. Virtual, y'all, we got online. That's why we're doing this virtually right now, right? Like, you have online, leverage this, right? Leverage other people. Like, can you network and link up with other students that are either pre-PTs or PT students or new grad physical therapists and start learning from them, because they've gone through what you're going through. And many times it's actually the thing that will keep you from quitting. Because when you're at your lowest, like, think of the times when you've been at your lowest, and if you've ever considered pulling the plug or having a backup plan, check it out. Other students have been in the exact same position, and they're like, why not? Why sit in that when you could just talk to someone that could tell you, hey, I felt the exact same way, but I was still able to make my career happen. Here's what I did. And then now it takes you from being passive and like a passive recipient of what you're experiencing, and it just gives you power. It gives you the ability to do something about it. Does that make sense? And so everything I do, I don't do on my own, period. Like, everything I do now, like, listen, it's also far more enjoyable with other people anyway. Like, everything in life is. And so the idea of doing things on your own, it's just not effective. I just feel like it's a very costly way of going through life if you're trying to do it on your own. There's no, and I get it. So sometimes we feel like we're somehow, like, better off for it. It's gonna turn me into a better, no, like, start working with other people, period. You'll get further in life faster because you're not the first to go through what you're going through. That's it, period, the end. And so if you stop doing those things, you'll have a much higher chance of becoming a physician. physical therapist, period, the end. So I hope this was helpful. I really do. Now, if you're listening to this and you are a student who wants to become a physical therapist and you don't know where to start, or you feel stuck and you're like, I just need some direction. I need like a proven path. And you actually want our team to walk you through the entire journey of becoming a physical, like from where you're at to getting into PT school and even beyond that, and even how to even graduate debt free, we got you. Just go to this link. Go to www.acceptedstrategy.com. www.acceptedstrategy.com. Go schedule a call with us like now. And then schedule it within whatever's available. If things are taken up, I don't know what to tell you. But go schedule a call with one of us like as soon as possible. When you schedule that call, come ready. Like on that call, in about 20 minutes, we'll do a strategy session with you. We'll figure out where you're stuck, where you're at. And of course, if we have resources that can help you navigate through this entire journey, which we do, we will talk to you about them. And if you're fit, then we'll work with you throughout your entire journey. And that's it. But please cut those things out that I talked about on this training. And if this was helpful, share it out. Share it out with another friend, share it out with another classmate, or just watch it again. And of course, be sure to like, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next training. And if this is your first video or one of your first ones or your first training, got a bunch of stuff, like a bunch of stuff that we've dropped over the years, over the past few weeks, over the past few months. Go binge on it. Social media, like we're everywhere. Just go binge on it, and we'll see you on the next training. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you can take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.